put all my ideas in there. Give me one sec. No, it's not there. I'll text. Yeah. Why you been, bro? How you been?
Yo, I've been good, son. Fucking, I told Olivia, me and my brother are buying a house for my parents. So, because they're moving to Florida, so they already got a place down there, so we're going to buy the house off of them.
Jay, do me a favor. Could you
clap your hands right next to the microphone?
Gotcha.
Ah, I guess it's working. I hope it is. Nigga, okay.
There it is. So
basically,
that's what I'm trying to get.
Oh, yeah.
Around here.
Oh, that's like this. Fire, yeah.
But like, you see in the space in the table,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to put a Latin call, totus tu, meaning totally yours. So, yeah, that's one thing I'm like, I'm going to set my mind onto this. Like,
that's the one that...
Right. But I'm definitely gonna get a full arm sleeve.
That'll get the fuck off. Yeah, good enough.
What do you wanna do? Music where?
It doesn't matter. Music picked up anyways. It's always in the background. Right. It's always been in the background. I'm not gonna lie, it's a little weird to be on camera like this.
I feel like I'm the only one that doesn't have long hair now. What happened to your forehead?
Where?
I think I got a bump.
Yeah, I do got a bump.
Somebody kicked you in?
Nah, man. Probably just stressed, honestly.
No, you look like it's like.
Wait.
I'm not. Right here. Try to give you a hand.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. I think that's like a stress pimple, stress bump. I don't know.
Damn.
Nah.
That stress knock you the fuck out.
I told you. I went to a tournament. Wait, we need to do the introduction.
I forgot we're doing introduction.
Yeah, I forgot to do it.
Oh, wait, were we recording the whole time?
Yeah, we were recording.
Oh, hey, we're still recording. Oh,
hey, the red light.
Hey,
yeah.
Wait. Oh,
you see everybody?
Yeah.
Oh,
damn.
Yeah. I have to move closer.
No, you said you gotta move down. That's what you said. You gotta come this way, but that's.
Well, yeah, we're rusty on this shit.
Bro, it's been a year.
Yeah, a year.
Yeah, just about.
It's been a year.
Facts.
Yeah, about a year.
All right. Well, shit. I guess introduction time. Yo, it's your boy Jay. We on camera and shit. Nigga, we getting young, dumb, and broke popping.
What's up, it's Prince Tree.
I forgot my nickname, guys. Okay.
You had like 4,000 nicknames. You had Seb, Sebi, Sebi Baz,
mm-hmm.
Bitch Ass.
Alright, shut the fuck up. Alright, guys, this is Seb here.
Me personally, I would take that level of disrespect.
Welcome back to the Young, Dumb, and Broke podcast. I was doing the middle introduction. Now we got to start over again.
No, we don't.
Jesus Christ. I was feeling myself too with a good introduction.
I mean, good. Do you? The background music for today is Nico, one of our friends, and also one of my friends, Ian, and his band Wet Mutt. Yeah, that's it, man. All right, let's get into it.
All right, man.
So the question is, where have we been, guys? Where have we been?
I mean, honestly, that is a good question. Where have we been?
Mm. All right, we've been surviving. I'm fighting for my life.
What more do you want from me?
Shit, man.
I'll go first. I mean, honestly, for myself, I moved out from my old spot. Live with my girl here. Just trying to make it. Just trying to make it. I'm not gonna lie. It is month to month. Sometimes day by day. Sometimes hour by hour.
Minute by minute.
Whoa, now. It's not minute by minute. It's not that far. I've got to hour by hour. I'll be like, all right, okay, 11:59, 12 o'clock. Got paid, yes! Bills. All right, okay. Well, now we're chilling. But yeah, nah, it's been, it's, that's it. It's just been.
Can I spend an hour of your time?
What?
What? You know what that is?
He asking me too much right now.
Nigga, you know how much time I owe?
Oh, yeah. But yeah, I've just been teaching, trying to build. Oh, also been trying to build a soccer team with Seb and our friend Hector. That's been going in a better direction. And that's it. Just been teaching, paying bills, crying. That's it. What about you?
Many tears.
Oh, shit, yo. I just been same. I just been working, figuring shit out.
Nigga's about to be a homeowner. So, yeah. That's a lot of pressure. Oh, my God. That's a lot of pressure. I'm thankful. But, God damn, that's scary.
Yeah, mortgage going to be different.
Mortgage is different, my nigga.
Yeah.
So, while I don't have bills yet, I'm going to enjoy it.
That's good. That's good. I guess, per se, for me, like I said, same thing, building a soccer team with Prince Tree. But personally, when pursuing soccer, crazy. I'm not gonna front, the travel's been taking a toll. But yeah, after that, I'm just trying to take care of my folks. And trust me, it's a struggle. Because sometimes these niggas are like crabs in the barrel.
Yeah, you've been traveling a lot, I see. Yeah. How's that?
It is draining. That's what I can say. It is draining. It is, but at the same time, it's very rewarding because, like, when you put your heart in so much on a project, and you any step forward is a good step. In fact, that's what I can say. But turns out I went to play a game, and like I told him, like a coach wanted to scout me for like a scholarship to a college. I'm like, I don't know how that worked, but like I think I'm too old for that. But yeah, but so I don't know. I thought I was very appreciative of it. But yeah, when you said that, yeah.
Oh boy, you a traveling athlete, my guy. You are, bro. Yeah. You got groupies yet?
He got like three. I think the fifth. That means he got five.
Yeah, we're right. That's cool. So yeah,
I played the fifth. Well, I remember that J. Cole song when he said, like, when she said you got three, you got multiplied by three. No, when she said she got five, you got multiplied by three.
Yep, yeah, whatever number she gave, you got to multiply by three.
Yo, that's crazy.
Yo, but hey,
because I'm not gonna lie, because like I mean, like some of my female friends, right? Excuse me, you can't say female friends. You gotta say
female friends nowadays. You don't know what you're dealing with.
You can't say that. You know, you gotta say women that were women that were assigned at birth.
No, or you can say birth people.
Birth.
I heard now you can say instead of vagina, you say bonus hole.
What?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
You said bonus hole.
Bonus hole.
Because everyone has a butthole, has ear holes, nose holes.
Yeah, but they don't.
Not everyone has.
Yeah. So my thing is that, like,
how is it a bonus?
bro,
that's my legitimate question. How is it a bonus?
I stop questioning shit anymore. Even lesbians are trying to change that too.
Do I have a long bonus hole?
I don't know if that was what you called.
I don't know.
Bonus noodle.
I have a bonus noodle. I'm just asking questions that I know people have answers to.
You'll never find the answer because there's gonna be some new terms coming out. I think even lesbian, they're trying to say person attracted to other, something like that.
A person attracted to
a non
male person.
Yeah.
Nigga, what?
Yeah.
Like, okay, the thing is, I won't lie to you. I understand. I don't want to do the work. If I'm being honest, that because you're saying all these things, just
I'll be honest. Sometimes I just go on the internet and this is my face. What? What? You know what I mean? I'm like, I get lost. I'm like, where are these terms coming from? And to me, I'm like, it's not our fight.
Absolutely not.
It's not our fight.
It's not our fight.
It's women. It's sorry. Birthing people. actual women need to stand up to talk because I'm like, you guys are gonna get erased. And I'm all for it. I'm kidding.
can't erase me.
Because I'm like, sport is done.
Yeah, you have trans women playing in sports. I mean, listen, no matter what I say, I'm gonna get canceled. So
listen, for me, I'm like, they gotta come to the WNBA. Make that shit exciting.
LeBron
come to WNBA. Yeah, LeBron. Or remember that movie, Juana Man?
Make that
movie a reality, okay? Make that movie a reality.
Yo, that movie, Would that movie survive in this today's climate?
I honestly think, at least in my opinion, I feel as if the climate is definitely shifting to the other extreme. That's the thing with America, at least for me. It's always extreme to extreme. Like, we can never be like somewhere in the middle. We can never be like somewhere like a little bit lean this way, lean that way. Like, let's progress in that way. Nah, it's always
extreme. You know the thing is now, I think nowadays there's still a slight change because at first people were just like, you know what? You guys do what you want. Uh-huh. We stay quiet.
Yep.
Now people are like, this is getting out of hand.
It's too far.
Now we're gonna make sure our voices are heard. Because it's like, I don't wanna deal with it. Now it's like, nigga, what? What? You a white woman but identify as a black man? What?
How?
Yo. If that could happen, bro.
That's happening, bro.
That is happening.
Oh, that's real?
There was a video of this I forgot what she was from Switzerland, whatever it is. She had so much plastic surgery, like, I don't even know what you call it. Maybe she got pumpkin, okay? She got pumpkin for her chest. And at one point she started, you know when you inject certain, same thing, I don't say like Michael Jackson, I keep forgetting this case.
But
she became like, legit a black, like, now she's black. It was more like a, looking like this brown chair right there. And she was like, yeah, I want to be identified as a black woman, this and that.
Oh, like Olivia color.
No, darker, bro. She looked like one of those South Indian people.
God damn.
Right? And like, same thing with what's her name? Rachel Dolezal.
Yeah, I was thinking about her.
Bro, I'm telling you, if when you open room for that, a bunch of things are coming out. Some guys want to identify as a 6-year-old kid, and he's 46 years old.
I think he's 50.
Whatever his age is, he's too grown for that. Yeah, okay? He's too goddamn grown for that.
He's 45 years old. He has a wife. Or maybe he had a wife and, like, I think 3 or 4 kids. And then he wanted to identify as a 6-year-old girl. So, and I'm going to paraphrase, to not have responsibility.
That's crazy. Yeah. Y'all algorithms is fucked.
Yeah.
Whatever I scroll through, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, it's all ass cheeks.
Of course, listen, it is. You know what it is. You know
I
don't
get
is.
No news.
Listen. You know what it is. I know this. This time I'm going Instagram, right? And let's say there's like a girl posting a thirst, whatever it is. I'm like, if sometimes tell me, go check the profile, right? I check the profile. Guess whose name I see first? This nigga. Okay? Always this nigga. I was like, God damn. It's like my man is a professional scout. Alright? He's a professional booty scout. Okay? Whatever it is, I already know. I'm like, you know, my thing is at one point I play some game with myself. I was like, okay, I see her, I'm like, guess if your Jay is doing it. Click, yes it is!
Followed by
I see the follow by.
Yo, that follow by list is nasty work, son.
Shit. I'm telling you, yep.
I don't get no kind of news, no updates. I don't know the state of the world and fucking shit. I don't know what the economy is like, except it's expensive as shit.
You know how I know that Jay and I are two different niggas completely, right? Because sometimes when I see those ashy things, I'm like, it's annoying for me, right? I'm like, block it, report. Like, do you want to see this? Nah. And I see less and less. Now it's just weird memes. Now this dude, he's like, booty, yeah, like that. Double tap, triple tap, swipe. Double tap, triple tap. And you send me some stuff sometimes, be like, look at this. And be like, booty.
Listen, I'll say this. For me,
science, all right? It's for science. I gotta stay up to date on these new BBL procedures. Gotta understand that these shits is like getting better and better. It's for science purposes.
You know, he's serious. You know when he said for science, he I know you were serious. I know you weren't joking about it. No, you meant it. It's for science.
It's
you,
for science.
You got
the
a,
studies.
You got a catalog, huh? You got a university next?
Listen, right now.
101, gentlemen.
Right now, I'm partnered with Harvard University.
Is it Harvard?
Their medical department, okay?
So I got a question. Since you brought that the BBL thing, right?
Yeah.
Would you go for a girl for that's BBL?
Personally, no.
But if it looked like if I were to stumble upon an ass and it looked great, it had motion and shit, and I never brought up like everything just looked good,
they get everything, no scars. Like, the doctor did a phenomenal job. And I just never asked. I don't like it, shit. And she just happened to tell me later on, like, yeah, it's a BBL. I'd be like, God damn, I guess. Shit, this is nice.
Your mom's like, oh, well.
I'm against, like, that fucking, like,
drumstick.
Them drumstick, yeah, like, them turkey leg, like, yeah, type shit looking BBLs. Like, it's, like, you got your leg like this, and then it's just like that. Yeah. It's like, yeah, nah, that's crazy. But if it looks proportionate, I'm for it. That's fine. I still prefer natural.
Okay.
You can't go wrong with natural. It just doesn't get any better than that. Like, you don't gotta be big. You can be small, like a nice little handful. It's cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
I got big hands, so you gotta be a handful.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
Yo, in terms of, let's see, you go on Instagram, Reel, whatever it is. I'm one of those guys that's like, if you want, especially if you're a woman, who got it, right? That's okay. I don't like the casual thirst trap, if it makes sense. Meaning like for example, oh, I'm about to golf, and you do a shake. You know what I mean?
Like, some random unnecessary.
Yeah, random unnecessary thirst trap. I'm like, if you want to show it, yeah, just show it. Don't undermine my intelligence.
Don't try to make a dumbass skit.
Yeah, and be like, oh, for example, girl, I say dumb thing too, right? She'd be like, I think there was one video of, like, she had, like, booty shorts.
Yeah.
And she's about to go run. And she was saying, like, she should put the camera on her running.
Yeah.
And adjusting her booty shorts. Saying, like, oh, running with booty short, the shafting and stuff. And for me, I'm like, you just wanted to show your ass.
I mean, sometimes.
You just wanted to show your ass, okay? Just own it, okay? Just show it, okay? All right.
It's
don't find some. You know what I mean? I don't say a pyramid, like a chess move to show your ass. Just show it. Like, I'm not saying like, oh, I'm one of those guys like, oh yeah, I'm not showing this and that. It's when it come up in my feet, I'm like, okay, you just wanted to show a test thing, okay? Even myself, sometimes, right? If I get a good workout, I show the result, okay? I'm like, yeah, I got a good workout. I showed it, yeah. All right? I owned it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be like, oh, God, it's getting hot, man. Yeah, whoa, wow. Right? I'm not those guys, okay? You know what I mean?
See, but that's why your followers are low.
Why? You got to trick people? You got to trick people?
Yes, you got to do the whole theatrics, my nigga. Like, you got... Bitches love that shit.
I'll be honest with you, bro. I don't know that shit. To me,
that has
to me,
the same energy as that's what your grandma's dead. Dead as hell.
the thing is, like, I don't know. I don't like cringy shit, bro. Like I'm like, you doing the most cringy shit to show. Like that was a good video. I'm not gonna front. Good video of a girl's like, yeah, she's cooking and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And her microwave was on top of the fridge.
Yeah.
She's like, guys, I know it's unusual, this and that. And she did. And that was cake. Okay? That was cake. Uh-huh. And the video just cut off to God damn. To me, I'm like, that's fair. You're not intentionally doing shit like that. We were cooking, you like put some shit in the microwave, and the camera just, you know what I mean?
But what if,
like, instead of
what if she knew? And she did it so
then she got me, man. She got me.
Say, listen, man, two things can be true, man. She could really be cooking, and she could really got that cake. You know what I mean? She know it.
As long as she's in the bakery.
As long as the bakery is open. That's all that matters.
I'm going to hell with y'all. And I'm not going to fight it. As soon as I die, Olivier, I know. I know.
We just stating facts, okay? Because, like, nowadays, I'm not going to front. Social media is just, like, softcore porn, to be honest. It's softcore porn. Whatever, yeah, X, Y, and Z. It's like, I'm not, like, I appreciate. Nah. This man Instagram is just porn all over.
Hey, listen. Twerking, alright, is an official dance of our people. Alright? Shaking ass ain't nothing new. Alright? I'm just because I like to see twerk videos on my timeline. Alright? Seeing our beautiful women pay homage to our people. in our ancient dances. A twerker.
No.
Alright? How am I the bad guy? My paying man. Homage to our people.
Yeah, I'm gonna remind me of that. A Dr. Umar video. I saw he's like, how you doing, beautiful? My man was, you can see him like watering his mouth. Just, we must stay focused, brothers. We must stay focused.
Even though they're beautiful, goddamn, we must stay focused.
Yeah, I'm not gonna front. Yeah. This time, I'm on tunnel vision. Sometimes you see like a nyash. Okay? You see the nyash.
Oh, my nigga. Like them motherfucking, like them news reporters, them Hispanic news reporters, my nigga. Bro, I don't know what the fuck they be saying, my nigga. I don't know what the fuck they be saying. I just be waiting for them to turn around.
It's the turnaround. I'm like, that's wow.
That's the turnaround. Like, God damn.
Wow.
Like, oh wow. My Lord.
Okay. Wow.
Like, and they could be talking about a whole tragedy. Like a motherfucker talking about a fucking earthquake in San Juan or some shit. Like,
there was a news. This kindergarten teacher, right? She got not in trouble. Parents were hating, like, oh, she cannot wear a dress, certain clothes and that. And if you saw this woman, you'd be like, no wonder you have bitch ass so hating. Whatever she wore, Olivia,
it was good.
It looked fitted and looked good. And I'm like, where was that when I was in kindergarten? Okay, where was that? Okay. But I'm not gonna front.
It was probably, you know what it is? It was probably there. But we just be kids. We're not paying attention to that.
But I'm not gonna say this. I had a math teacher.
Nah, bro. Nah.
Wait. I had a math teacher in high school. Tell me how I was acing my test, bro. I was shitty at math. From middle school to, I was shitty at math. Went to high school. I was like, bro, I'm getting stars. I'm getting A's. I was focused.
I got it, man.
I was focused. Should we pause it?
Nah, man. Keep going, nigga. This general
broke.
You don't do no edits.
Yeah. Yeah, so we had ordered pizza.
Yeah, so you guys are going to just see us eat up.
Hey, yo.
Oh, okay. Pause. Not like that.
Yeah. Bro, I'm not going to lie to you. Since teaching middle school, my sense of humor is shit. Complete and total shit. I'll say ayo to anything. Pause to almost anything.
Ugh. Ooh. You also gonna kinky problem before. What happened with her?
Oh,
that shit.
So
I don't, cause I
you don't go for it, Jay, or?
Oh well, shit. Basically,
AC doesn't know the news.
Oh man.
Wait. There's a reason he knows the news. Go ahead.
Oh shit. So pretty much, Kiki Palmer, you know, she has a boyfriend. You know, she had a kid and shit. And I think, okay. I don't know if they're engaged or not.
Nah.
But you know, but they're together. Yeah. The baby daddy, baby mama. Yeah. Oh, there's the pizza. Anyway. Oh yeah, I can't even tell him. He's walking that way.
Yeah.
Oh, we gotta wait.
We take a small
intermission, folks.
Yeah, small intermission.
I forgot about it.
Yeah.
So basically, right? Yeah. Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah. So Kiki's in a relationship with this dude. They have a kid together and shit like that. It's all nice, fine, and dandy, cute. We all support it. You know, we love black love, I guess.
I guess, damn.
I don't know, man. Just some celebrity shit. I don't really give a shit.
Yeah, nobody.
I guess.
But recently, I don't know what the event was, but Usher was there performing, and Kiki went. And she was wearing this sexy-ass outfit.
Uh-huh.
Cakes all out.
Okay.
And then, you know, and I guess, you know, part of the show is like Usher, you know, dances with Kiki or whatever. Some female.
Okay. Or like some person in the audience.
So. Yeah, like some famous, you know, celebrity. But I think, but I guess this time it was Kiki.
Uh-huh. She was.
So, mm-hmm. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
So, you know, she would dance with Usher and shit like that, blah, blah, blah. Posted online, geeking, you know. Because, mm-hmm. You know. All these women got a crush on Usher. That's Usher, you know what I'm saying?
I mean,
it's Usher.
It's still Usher.
Not the front. I thought I was Usher when I was a kid. All right, I like Usher. So
we all want to be Usher.
I wanted to be Usher.
I thought I was like,
okay. This is, you know that music caught up.
Yep.
I'm got you caught up.
Hold up. I wanted to. I learned the dance crew. I followed the story of that album. I like that song so fucking much. Oh my goodness, I just liked it. And what you call it? Did you know also too? The guys in Sister Act. I don't know if you guys watch Sister Act.
I did, but like once many years ago.
Okay, you know that guy say, "Oh, happy day."
Yeah.
He's the one that wrote that song.
Wait, he wrote Caught Up?
Caught Up, yeah.
Oh, shit.
And he wrote other song too. Because think of it too. Lauryn Hill was in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, the connection was real, man.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, good. Back to Keke Palmer. Sorry. Sorry, you guys. Yeah. I got sidetracked.
But, yeah, basically.
Wait, is this vegan? I'm sorry. I couldn't contain myself.
But, yeah. But, basically, her boyfriend, I guess, sort of post online, and then he pretty much criticized her on Twitter, talking about your mother, the outfit is not it,
what
and shit like that.
Your mother?
Yeah, like your mother, because the outfit was.
Yeah, it's pretty. It was revealing.
It was like, sexy. Fairly revealing.
It was sexy. Okay.
But you know, he was calling out on Twitter, and now everybody all over Black Twitter was on his fucking ass, like stank on shit. They forced this nigga to delete his social media.
Really? Oh, I didn't hear about that.
Mm-hmm.
God damn.
Yeah, he deleted that shit.
That's how much it dragged him.
But, yeah, but now, motherfuckers are torn online. Some saying that, you know, that he's wrong. And pretty much one side is like it was with the baby daddy. Other side is with Keke. Me personally, I just feel that he was wrong for addressing it in public. Like, if you have a problem,
I agree with that.
Yeah, like, if you have a problem with your significant other, just keep it in house. You know what I'm saying? I agree with
that. But I'll say this for me, because I saw a good commentary on something. I'm like, the way I can say is, if you marry a sock, don't expect a sock to change. I'll elaborate.
Okay.
Damn, I don't have a sock.
Let's say this bottle, right? Anybody? Right. Let's say this is a ring. Right?
Alright.
Put a ring. Hey, water bottle. Can you go back to the chair? Oh, okay. Hey, water bottle. Can you move? No. So if you marry a water bottle, and you were dating a water bottle before, don't expect a water bottle to change after you get married. You know what I mean? So if she was out there having that behavior way before, what do you expect?
So what you're saying is you can't make a home to a housewife.
Amen to that, brother. Amen to that.
But she wasn't a hoe.
I'm not saying she was a hoe, but I'm saying in terms of like expressing yourself and stuff, what do you expect? I would say this, right? But I agree with you. Like, it should be in-house.
But the thing is, he seen her when she left the crib. You know what I'm saying? It's not like he didn't know she was wearing that shit. I don't think that issue was that. The issue was Usher, the way it looked when she was dancing on Usher. He didn't like that. That shit.
So he got emotional. So potentially, he probably got emotional about
Usher. Listen, bro. Usher.
Yeah,
and I'm going
front.
It's Usher.
Okay? Yo, Usher. And listen, I can understand why he would feel away. But that's Usher. Yeah. My girl is fine as fuck. Especially after pregnancy. She got super thick in all the right places.
But you know the thing is too? Right after that, Usher performed wanted to do the same thing to a girl. The girl rejected her. Rejected him.
That's another thing.
Because he's like, I got a man.
That's another thing.
So my thing is that, like, so you see, it's my point.
Another point, yes.
You see my point. So if you already see the water bottle behavior way before you knock her up, this and that, what do you expect? You know what I mean? So if you already saw that behavior, like, don't get me wrong, I love Keke Palmer. Keke Palmer has been two Jackson VP, been quote unquote.
What was that spelling bee movie again?
Oh, Killing the Bee.
Killing the Bee, bro. Like, come on. She's a funny woman. But my thing is that, like, in terms of that, and she even posted. She's like, yo, until I get married, I'm single.
Oh, that's fucked up.
So my thing is like, it goes back to what I said. Don't expect a bottle to change after you. You know what I mean?
See, now the thing about that is, if that's how you really feel,
yeah, bro.
Why are you going as far as having a kid with somebody before you even get married? See, and that's one thing I don't like about the situation, because I feel like this situation is gonna break up like a family in a sense.
It will.
Like, and it was, and in the grand scheme of things, this is not a big deal. Had he not gone to social media about it, you know, this started all because, you know, he did that. But had he not gone to social media about it, you know, and they handled it in house, they might still be together. They might have an argument about it. They may not really fuck with each other for like a day, but they'll come, you know, they'd eventually come back together and shit like that.
I agree.
But taking it online,
you should not take it online. Second, now you seem like a beta.
Beta. You look insecure.
You look very insecure, and at the same time too, now people know there's a leak in your house.
Mm-hmm.
So now, guy's gonna holler at her.
Usher is right there.
You see my point?
Usher could literally.
Yeah. So my things are like now.
Damn, it's like that Boondocks episode.
Which is
when Tom went on a date with Sarah, bruh. And then Usher was there. She's like, wait, is that Usher? And he started singing to her. And
yeah.
This is the same thing. This is the same thing.
Yo, facts. Facts. So my things are
not gonna lie to you. The Boondocks is new Simpsons.
Yo. Oh my god, yes. But my, I don't know, bro. My things are like the same thing, you're right. It should have been hand on hand house. I mean, look, weeks doing that. Yeah, at the same time too, now like now you got dragged.
And then on the flip side, what sucks is that
the kid,
he can't, like, the kid is like, is gonna suffer, is the one that's gonna suffer the most.
Mm-hmm.
Because his parents wanna be immature. Both of them. Both of them wanna be immature. They both be immature.
B-O-U-F-M-U-M.
Both of them.
No!
Like, damn. Like, you gonna have a whole motherfucking kid, you gonna let a nigga like Usher break the shit up? Like,
at the same time, I'm sorry. It's Usher, bitch.
It is Usher. Just put in the black one.
Like, I get it, but I don't really get it, because it's kind of gross. Usher kind of old now. Like, still a handsome man.
Hey, bro.
Still look way better than me.
Listen.
This is that age gap.
No way,
crazy.
No way she was dancing on Usher.
Seem like what?
There's nothing like old, bro. Mm. Yeah, Usher can still move, man.
Where's you right?
Cups?
Right there. You can take that one. I don't give a shit.
Excuse me. God damn.
Hmm?
But yeah, no, because like, I don't know. I personally, like I said, I wouldn't handle it in private, because for me, I'm one of those people that I don't like when people know my business.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I only post shit I want people to.
And this nigga dumb as shit. Niggas really think that Twitter was gonna take his side.
Nah, bro. Listen. One thing I know about birthing people.
Oh my god.
Is accountability is foreign to them. There's no such thing about accountability. Okay, so him going public was downfall for him.
It automatically was.
He's like, you should have been like, yo, listen, don't, this is like a boundary you can't really cross. Because at the end of the day, bro, the person you choose to either sleep with, okay, not either sleep with, let me just, sorry, let's be honest, we've been down bad this before. I'll say like the person. I'll say let me rephrase that. The person you choose to be with, right? Oh, let me not move. Yeah, I don't want the camera to. The person you choose to be with, right, is a representation of yourself. Vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Even with your family, too. Like, you know, I don't know, your mom probably said that, oh, don't go embarrass me. You know what I mean? So, like, it's the same thing mm-hmm. as having a partner, especially, quote-unquote, maybe I don't say a lifelong partner because they got kids, so I don't know their immediate situation. But now people go into, like, oh, they're in different task bracket. I'm like, it doesn't have to do with anything to do with task bracket.
Nothing to do with money.
Like, if it's respect. That's all it is. And, like, bro, I don't know. That to me, I'm like, at the same time, too, I'm like, oh, it's such a celebrity. Part of me don't give a fuck. But the other part is like, damn. There's a lot of nowadays ratchet behavior that's like acceptable that I'm like, what the fuck's
boy,
going on?
Who
what the
him,
fuck
son?
Is going on, bro?
We tell him to ask him, that's what we tell him.
Hmm? Hmm? No, listen. You may be an ass man, bro. He has the quorum, okay? He has the quorum. And he has to preach it, okay? Because, like, I'm not gonna front, bro. Like, the shit I be seeing, I'm like, you put some from BET to other things. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Bro. And I'm like, that's what you guys want to protect? Like, bro, nah. And I'm like, where's the Lauren Hills? Where's the Missy Elliott? You know what I mean? Huh?
Boy.
Like, no, I'm talking about in terms both of, like, good, actually, for example, her, bro.
Oh, man.
Her.
What about him?
They're
singing to him.
But, like, in terms of, like, of carrying yourself with beauty, or what's her name? Georgia Smith. Oh, my goodness. You know what I mean? Just you carry yourself with grace and poise. Like, that shit's a turn on, too. Like, you know what I mean?
Everybody want to be sexy red.
Yeah, my booty's brown. My coochie's pink. Sexy.
The chick that made that song, my coochie pink, my booty hole brown.
That's her name?
Her name is Sexy Red.
Ratchet I can be, bro.
You know what?
Ratchet I can be.
I want to be called Ugly Blue now.
And that can happen.
What?
That can happen.
Bro, okay. I don't want to be that my rapper name.
That can be rap. What about 2 Chainz? 2 Chainz's name, first of all. Actually, 2 Chainz, not going to change his name. But he,
to what?
He was Titty something.
It was Titty Boy.
Titty Boy.
Bro, who are these people?
Now you know him by 2 Chainz now.
I'm confused. I need to sit down.
You're not ratchet enough, bro. Stand up and sit. Right.
So I gotta stand up. I gotta take a lap.
You're not. The thing is, I like, bro. A lot. I don't know. I'm seeing a lot of, especially for like black people. A lot of stuff is being promoted that's not good for us, if it makes sense. That's how I see it. A lot of, don't get me wrong, yeah, shit can be funny at one point, but I'm like, bro, like, I know we lost it when, what's the thing? What's his name again? Gucci Gang.
Oh, Lil Pump.
Yeah, just making from that song, Gucci Gang, then from that, now we're in the, my booty hole's brown, my coochie's pink. What?
Okay, Now, I gotta stop it because technically there's always that one artist or that one song everyone goes like, yo, what the fuck are you doing? Like, why are you rapping about this shit? Right? Almost every single decade, every single time period of hip hop and music,
there's
always one of them.
I'll take A-B-B, to go over all that shit, okay? And Ying Ying, don't do that, okay? Ying has some bangers, okay?
I'm not saying it didn't have bangers.
Ying has some bangers.
But, bro, that's a whole song.
But my thing is like, there's creativity behind it. Creativity. You whispering. The whole song is ASMR, bro. That's what it is. That's the whole song, ASMR.
This nigga here. Pause.
Yeah, pause. I didn't mean it like that. But you know what I mean? Like, there's, I don't know, man. I think we're promoting the more crazy outlandish people.
That's always what sells, man. Every single time. Every single decade. But then, you know what else it is? Guess what? You officially old now, bro.
I know.
You officially old now.
Oh, B.
That's it.
I know, bro.
That's it. We can't call Young Dumb Broke anymore. We gotta call this...
Old Man and Broke. Old Dumb and Broke.
Probably like Old Dumb and, you know,
struggling.
Getting by.
We're fighting for our life. What more do you want from me? Oh, shit. No, but honestly, yes, we won't have a call or something like that, but.
Yeah, you're right, man. I think I'm on that. There
was, like, I'm telling you.
What the fuck is wrong with this generator?
Right? You know what I mean? Right?
What's wrong with this generator?
Like, there was a time when we were growing up.
Yeah, man.
Like, when we were growing up, you know, we had Soulja Boy, Ebe Ebe.
No, Soulja Boy, listen.
Gaete.
Kiss me through the phone. Holy shit.
Listen.
Drake! So his whole floor.
Why? All right. Anyways, right. Listen, we had a Hurricane Chris. I'm soon. Mm-hmm. Hey, baby.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's him.
Yes.
I just know him by the Hey, baby guy.
Damn. Right. We had that. We had Soulja Boy. Whole bunch of other shit. Be like, just, you know, whatever it is. There was someone at your age, right now. Listen to him. I'm just like, what the fuck is this?
Listen.
You can say listen, Linda, all you want. You grew up with that. You think it's dope.
Listen. Soulja Boy struggled to get where he at. He was the first nigga on SoundCloud or MySpace.
No, he's the first one. First rapper to blow up off of YouTube, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he did it out. Now, it's I don't know. Plus one thing to go viral. Like, it's easy. I don't say it's easy to go viral, but like. It's more convenient to grasp people's attention by doing some dumb shit.
Yeah, you get it for a second.
But like, I don't know. There's a good saying that was this influencer I follow. Good advice. He said, like, yo, don't lose your self-respect with 50 minutes of admiration. And to me,
do I get money out of it?
Yeah, what? How much money?
How much money do I get out of 15 minutes?
Do I get?
You see, I can talk to you, nigga. I can talk to you, nigga. I'm trying to give some wise words,
nigga. We are broke. Broke. That is in our name. I will sell out. All right. I will sell out. If some nigga walked up to me. Behind y'all back, it was like, hey, listen, man, I'll give you $2 million
for
this podcast. I'm like, for what? They'd be like, just don't even worry about it. $2 million. I'm sorry, niggas. Y'all got to go to China.
Why am I making shit look like a product? Why am I going to China, man?
Bro,
I'm kidding.
Ooh, you're not.
I'm not.
I know you're not. You do.
But I'm honest.
You know what? I respect that. I'd rather an honest man than a man that lies to my face.
I need money.
Who doesn't need money?
Dollar bill, yo.
I'm not gonna say that.
What?
Okay. All right. So I'm gonna tell you a story. So it's you know, I'm doing summer school, right? And it's the second day, and we got to take the elevator from the ground floor to go up to the third floor, right?
Right.
So it's me, group of teachers, and the AP. And she said, hey, you know, if the elevator gets stuck, don't worry, I've been stuck before, you know.
The elevator to
no,
be
no,
stuck?
No, she said.
She's been stuck before?
She's been stuck. Oh, she's been stuck before on the elevator.
Sound like a porn movie, bro.
No.
Stepdaddy.
Right? She's like, I've been stuck before on the elevator. Like, don't worry, don't panic. I know how to get out. We're like, all right, cool, whatever. And at first, we're kind of getting a little worried because there's like 8 of us in this elevator, but like maybe a little over the limit. But whatever. Ground floor, hit third, we're going up, get to third floor. The door's open to get stuck. And she's like, it's okay, don't worry about it. I know what to do. Just close it. Closes the door, presses it again. It opens and it's stuck. Right? And then it goes dead silent. Someone says, submarine part 2. Bro, I felt I'm going, ooh, I'm just saying, do what you doing, going, ooh, I'm trying to be professional, right? too soon, I said, bro, nah, that was perfect, that was so nice, I was like,
I would have burst out laughing,
I try to hold it in, some of the shit I'm hearing at schools, it's,
you know, these guys
ain't no such thing as too soon for that fucking situation, you pay $250,000,
You know they knew they were dead, like, the next day?
What?
Yeah, you knew they were dead. Like the government, the
company. Oh yeah, I heard. Like yeah, they heard like the sound of an implosion.
Yeah.
Like literally, like at the same time as like the radio communications.
Yeah. All those like, oh like, yeah, we hear the some knocks, lights.
Yeah.
That shit was just.
If anything, in my
and even the so, sorry, to cut you off, yeah. Even the director of Titanic, just Cameron, fucking YouTube, because he's done those type of trip before. So, yep.
Yeah, they pretty much knew that day that them niggas died.
Yeah, and guess what? That week that happened, that everybody was just like, "Oh, what's gonna happen?" Blah blah blah. They done deleted 47 million of Epstein's interaction with other people. Joe Biden was getting impeached. What else again?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. What? Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, because he's all this sort of Hunter Biden and stuff. Because motherfucker accepted more than 5 million bribes. Yeah, bro.
Wait, pause it. Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on.
We're all caught up in that story.
Wait, no. So who's the president?
So he hasn't been impeached.
They're trying to impeach him, sorry.
Right. Okay. So they're trying to. Okay, yeah. 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 Because they. Yeah. They. Yeah. They did.
Because they found out a lot of like. There's been whistleblowers. There's been.
Bro. If he gets okay. So impeach. So for full context, impeach all it means is you get to be put under trial. That's what it means. Mm-hmm. Like, and you get to be put into question, and if you're found guilty, whatever it is of your crime, and then you are removed. Right, everyone assumes that, oh, we get impeached, you are removed. No, it just means you go to a trial, whole process, things like that.
Yeah. Because they found a lot of there's even a committee of little thing. Because they found like what? This guy, his son's locked up. And you know the irony of this? This nigga is a crackhead.
His son?
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew that.
He's a crackhead. Oh, yeah, yeah, and he's yeah. The one that wanted to get black people like you see the irony? You see the irony? And they withheld that information before the elections. Because that would be damageable.
Yeah, it would have been.
So they withheld it. They found
cocaine in the West Wing of the White House.
Yep. Oh!
They found cocaine in the White House.
Bro, earlier today, right, I was watching a video on Instagram. Yeah. And it's talking about plants and, like, selecting white powder. It's like, you know, you can find more white powder on this plant than you find in the West Wing of the White House. And I was like, what? I ain't gonna joke. Now I got it. Damn.
Yep.
Damn.
Yep.
Damn.
Yep. Yep.
And Hunter Biden just visited the White House too. Yeah.
My question is, keep the same energy y'all give the other guy with this guy.
That's for me,
I like when shit is fair. Keep the same energy because this nigga was entertaining for me, okay? Alright, the orange man was entertaining for me.
Oh, hell yeah.
He was entertaining. This was guy is just plain on boring, okay? Oh, I'm gonna fall off.
I think that's some funniest shit. Like, just waiting to see Joe Biden in public and just to see if he's gonna fall.
Yeah.
I think it's the most exciting thing. Because I'm just like, this nigga just should not be in position.
You ever see that one time when my man read the prompter? He was like, so today we just didn't do that. Turn to the right. Like something similar to it. I was like, brother, ain't no way.
I had a friend in college when I wanted to go study abroad, and they're from, I believe, Thailand, and she hated the prime minister or whoever, some woman. She said, I hate this person so much. She's so stupid, because she was reading the prompter, and then in the prompter it says, say thank you 3 times, and she said, say thank you 3 times.
Yeah, something similar like that. And people are like, yo, bro, what, are you for real? For me, I clocked out when you say, listen, Charlemagne the God, if you ain't black.
No, like, yeah, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black.
For me, I was like, what the fuck?
You ain't black.
And that shit was just, and he hush. I was like, bro. And he had like even like some sex scandals happening in the hush. I'm like, meanwhile, like, meanwhile, the other guy, he was like, what? Because of, I don't know, it's a porn star, broke the NDA, like bro.
It's a whole.
To me, I'm like, it's this whole shit is a farce.
Can we just stop electing old people?
Yo,
can we just get these geriatric fucks out of office, please?
I agree with you, man. I agree with you. Like, but at the same time, too, like, even like people, I realize people with like, you can see,
congressmen that are like on our generation, it's more sometimes out of emotion they're trying to get some votes. So like, to me, this a whole it's a whole game, bro.
Yeah.
It's a whole game. Like the same thing. What's the name? AOC. The whole kids in the cage.
What?
Right? Yeah. No. When the whole immigration.
Oh,
kids
yeah.
in the cage. I'm telling you, bro. As soon the other guy, the Joe Biden, went in office, you don't hear that shit no more. You don't hear that shit no more.
Facts. Like, it's
you don't hear any immigration. You don't hear, oh my God, the borders. You don't hear that shit no more. That shit. Meanwhile, sometimes them niggas are even worse. So my thing is, like, there's no, personally for me, there's no party for black people. That's what I see.
I mean,
all right. I the Democrats that. Sometimes is like, oh, you're not smart enough, vote for us. Because I don't know if you ever see those videos of like how sometimes when people go to colleges and talk to still like couple of Democrat people, then you go to people talking to the hood. It's like, yo, like, there's a big contrast, bro. There's a big contrast of how basically it's like, oh, they need help, this and that. They want to play as they want us as victim. Currency. Facts. Victim currency. Meanwhile, the Republicans, keep it 100 with me. I don't like you. Fine. That's I'm fine with that. rather than and I keep going back to what said Michael X. He said it best. Democrats are the fox. Republicans are the wolves. There's no point for black people. That's how I see it.
Shit.
That's how I see it. Soda anyone?
Bruh, shit, man, I'm not on that.
Wait. You digesting this?
That broke my brain. This is the second time in the past week my brain got broke. The other time, the other thing, I told you, like, I've been doing therapy lately.
Yeah.
And I recently found out what antisocial actually means.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you're so gay.
Yeah, please.
Take it up the bungo.
Because I ain't never going to do therapy. Sorry.
All right, I ain't never going
to do therapy, so this is the closest I can get. Educate me on this.
All right. So, for your definition, what does it mean to be antisocial?
Well, you don't like to go out. You don't like people. You don't like being in large crowds.
That's a phobia.
Ah, okay.
Antisocial means you're socializing with a group of people or someone else to get something for yourself. That is antisocial. Yeah, nigga. Yeah. Take your time.
Again, Google it.
Antisocial means that you are socializing with other people for your own selfish benefit to get something out of them. Money, a job, opportunities.
I thought it was networking.
Hold on, wait a minute. What?
This is my therapist told me. And I was like, oh, word? Damn. That's a medical, therapeutic, whatever, definition of being antisocial. You know what would be sucks, though? If I go to therapy this weekend, and he's like, yeah, I lied to you.
You've been telling false lies.
Am I right? Am I wrong?
Nah, you're right. Antisocial personality disorder is a mental health condition in which a person has a long-term pattern of manipulating, exploiting, or violating the rights of others.
Damn.
I know a lot of antisocial motherfuckers. Holy shit.
This whole time I was describing a phobia? I'm afraid.
Yo! I'm afraid to talk to niggas?
Damn.
Yeah.
So a lot of people be... Huh. You know...
Take your time.
Take your time. No, because like... Okay, it also go around with like against the gaslighting too, in being antisocial.
Maybe
you like manipulating emotions.
Yeah, for example, right? For me, there's something I came to realize with some people against it that I want to hang out with me or certain things. It's like they want to use me as an energy source, if it makes sense. Like, I've been out with you guys, right?
Right. Yeah.
You know, sometimes I can have a good time whether I'm drinking or not, or I'm not.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I'll say I can be goofy most of the time.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yes. And sometimes gay, but yes.
Happy. Yeah, that's the definition of it. But like...
Man, you're bummed,
I see.
Wait, what?
Whoa, cut the camera. But like, my thing things are like I started noticing like a lot. Like sometimes some people don't want to hear me hang on this and that. Is they want me to be like almost like an MC, like host of their event, make it more exciting for them, make it like a
oh, like you got to be the spark.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. And sometimes that's like
a lot of pressure,
bro. No. Sometimes I reject going out with people because I know of that. Because I'm like, bro, you don't, and per se is like you don't really enjoy my company. I obviously enjoy my company, but like you using my company to make your night out better. Yeah. If it makes sense. And to me, sometimes like I don't like that.
So they're being antisocial.
So that's what I'm saying. That's what I was like. That's what I was like. Maybe that's the thing. I was like, okay. I was like, yeah. And after that, you don't hear from them. They just went in the party to make it more lit. Yeah, okay, fuck y'all. I just saw I noticed. That's all.
I'll have you know, from the bottom of my heart, I never cared.
Shut the fuck up. Because there's something, for example, we're going out and we have a good time. Like, trust me, we have a good time. Like, DJ is even looking at us like, thank you, my God. like, DJ will be playing songs, especially like, I hate to say it, freeing up in white areas. That like, you play songs and stuff. And like, even some black crowd or Latino crowd too. Like, a lot of time, I realize, like, I don't know if it's not our, I don't say this generation or whatever it is. It's like, people are too within themselves to realize that, like, bro, we give a fuck, just enjoy, have a good time.
Yeah.
So, like, let's say, for example, like, I remember one time we went out, you just play music, this and that. And you can tell, like, the crowd, there's a dance floor, but people that hear the drinks, bopping their head, this and that. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? So he's playing a good song. So me and him, like, going there. We're being silly. Being silly, have a good time. Next thing you know, the crowd around us, they're dancing. People more coming in, all that good stuff. And I'm like, and like I said, DJ's like, yeah. And even to the point, like, we even hype the DJ. We're like, yeah, bro, yeah. Bro. That's how silly it gets. So, like, we have a good time. And I, even at one time, too, I'm taking a breather, I remember. And we went out, you know, so I'm not going to front, I'm not capping. We stepped out because we were sweating and all that, stepped out, and shit died out. And we drinking water by the bar, and this girl come pull my hand to the dance floor. Hey, yeah, come on, let's start dancing. Let's start this stuff. And I look at this bitch. Sorry.
Yo. Birth person.
Yeah. I look at this woman. I look at her like from the up and down. And I told her, like, won't you do it? And I walked off. This like, because like I said, goes back. She was being antisocial. So I was like, you trying to use me? She started some shit. I was like, yo, you want it. You do it. Now I'm about to do this shit. Like, I do it my own time.
But what if...
There you go, man.
What if
she... Set your boundaries.
I got a story about that. I got a... Do y'all hear about Jonah Hill?
Wait, where are you going? Yeah. You went two ways.
No.
What if... Jonah Hill.
Right. I was gonna say to you was, what if she wanted you... I don't think that's nice. It's like, what if she wanted you to start the thing because she can't do it herself, or she knows she can't do it herself, so she wants someone who has the power to do it.
We can split it.
You're saying?
Yeah, I was saying that, and then Jay said boundary, and you're gonna say that because Jonah Hill got canceled for quote unquote setting his boundaries.
They canceled him for that?
Yeah, they did. So, let me give you the full context, right? Jonah Hill was dating a girl who's a surfer.
Yeah.
Right? She's a professional surfer. So they're dating for a little bit, and then he didn't like her taking pictures of her in her bathing suit, hanging out with surfer guys, hanging out with girls who like to go out and party and have fun. Mm-hmm. Right? So he texted her with a, hey, these are my boundaries for a healthy relationship, right? You can't take bathing suit photos. I'm paraphrasing. Can't take bathing suit photos. You can't hang out with surfer guys. You can't hang out with your friends that want to go out.
And like a few other things he considered boundaries, right? And then she took the text message, put it on blast for everyone to see, and then they're like, yo, that is manipulation, that's abusive, that's not boundaries. So that's why he got dragged to the mug for.
Listen, and you know the funny thing is,
man.
Now
they're done a while ago. This guy got a whole girlfriend that's pregnant now.
Yeah, worry. He living a good life.
Yeah. What? This thing happened like this whole relationship ended like a year or two ago, and like now you got a whole you can say a baby mama.
Yeah.
Like this guy moved on. Get ready to get married
and shit.
She did that out of pettiness.
She hating.
Yes, bro. She's hating. I heard about it. I'm like, okay. I understand. But my thing is, like, the only criticism I can give this guy is one, personally, I don't really care, civil degrees. But I want to say, like, is same thing, too. If WAP caught you, mm-hmm. that means you like her. Like, mm-hmm. she's a surfer girl. She you know, I mean, she posts, like, let's say, mm-hmm. bikini pics, whatever it is. Yeah. If that what she was really posting, see, it goes back to what I said before. If the water bottle is being acting like a water bottle, what do you expect to change? You know what I mean? So, like, if you already know she's a surfer girl, she's been taking pictures of surfer guys in bikinis, yada, yada, yada. I get it. But at the same time, too, I don't know, bro. Nowadays, people don't want... You cannot really say, I'm not comfortable with that if you're in a relationship. Mm-hmm. It's
a little too late.
What happened? It's a little too late.
I'm just saying that, like, if you're in a relationship, like you said, if that's what attracted you.
Yeah. Like, for example, let's be honest, right? Jay, you're a connoisseur, you're very connoisseur of booty pics, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Let's say you sign a DM to one of the girls that's showing them booty pics and shit. And now you're together, right?
Yep.
Do you expect the woman to change that she was sending booty pic left and right?
I'd be a damn fool.
Exactly. Exactly.
Some.
If you already know she was like, I don't know, a soccer player. I'm not gonna change her to be like, okay, now you gotta be a basketball player.
But the thing is, though, that's you.
I guess so. For me, because like, and at the same time too. You're right. That's me. Mm-hmm. I'm not about to go for like. Yeah, bro. That's being foolish.
That's just you, man.
That's just being foolish. If you expect a good woman to change, it's not just woman. Any person. Because sometimes you be hearing like a woman say like, "Yeah, I can change him. I can change him." No, you can't.
It's not you, Kevin.
You know what I mean? No, you can't. If nigga was a hood nigga, you're not gonna expect him to be a suburban nigga, alright?
Facts.
Like sometimes, like, some people gotta be sometimes realistic. And to me, again, this story is stupid because that's a relationship that ended a long time ago. She's just being petty now. Because this guy got a whole new girlfriend and that's and a kid. And you know what happened? She said like, oh, I didn't want to post that when she was pregnant. I didn't want to stress her this and that during the pregnancy. Bitch.
Birth person.
like, nah, man. Like, you know what I mean? This. This whole shit is stupid. That's all it is. It's all stupid. Honestly, I don't care. It's just plain old dumb.
You're lucky, man. You're very lucky, man. You're out of this toxic ass dating pool.
You see the smile? My man's like, help me, nigga.
Listen, I'll say one benefit of this, right? It's the benefit that you get to wake up, be like, that's my person. Go out, like, that's my person. Come back home, that's my person. That's a benefit. The downside is like,
that's my person.
That's my person. Do something stupid, that's my person.
make you question your sanity, that's my person. but listen, I'm sure she was feel the same way looking at me. She's like, yeah, that's my dude. Right? Wakes up in the morning. I wake up first. But but you know, when we go to sleep, she's like, that's my dude. I go out and make a job, do whatever it is, that's my dude. I do something stupid, she's like, nigga, that's my dude. This is like, oh, what's that with the Dr. Phil video? Look at the screen.
Is that your man?
That's my man.
You gonna stick by him?
Stay by him. Stand beside him. Like, that's the, it's the same thing. It's like, you looking at me like, you know, yeah, I know they're stupid. I know they do some dumbass shit sometimes, but like, I still, it's like, sometimes it's like, oh, marriage isn't just a, love isn't just a feeling, it's a choice. It is. It honestly is. You wake up, look at that person, you're like, nigga, why? And do something, they do some small, some nice shit for you. You're like, that's why. That's why. And of course, everybody does some more dumb shit, but I kind of feel the same way about teaching, not gonna lie, sometimes. Like, how do you get the answer wrong? The question is, what is democracy? And in the document, at the top, it says democracy is voting by the large majority. You wrote down DMX. Why?
Hey, bruh.
you know what I'm laughing at? It's the fact that, like, I mean, it's like, yeah, you would excel in the Caribbean, bro. I remember that. I'm sorry. He's like, don't be sorry. All right. Don't tell your parents that.
It's just like, just think a little bit. Just think a little bit. Oh man, it stresses me out sometimes. But like Seb said, you know, you can't be mad at a water bottle for being a water bottle. Like some teachers I know, they get real pissed off at the kids. And I'm like, and I ask them, like, would you be mad at a dog being a dog? They're like, no. Kids being a kid. Like, I understand their moment. I'm not gonna lie, moment. I oof. Yeah. I'm like, right? But then that thing comes to my head. The kids being a kid.
Bro, piggyback what you said, bro. I had to do that in my head too, because yesterday I almost ran over a kid. And I'm gonna tell you, before, right? Wow. It was a green light. Mm-hmm. I'm making a right. It's my right of way. Mm-hmm. I'm about to make that right, and this little nigga in the bicycle. I know, not Niglet. It was a white boy, okay?
Oh, Wiglet.
Wiglet, right? This little Wiglet zoomed with his bike just nearly. And I'm like, I my reflexes, I'm out of front, went straight to the brake pedal. And the motherfucker's like, oh. You know what I mean? just looking. And I'm looking at him and I'm like, yo, what the fuck? You know, and like, I'm out here talking like MO4. You know what I mean? or that fucking, what's that animal, Looney Tunes?
Porky Pig?
But, no, that's
Tasmanian Devil?
Yeah. Tasmanian Devil. Start talking like that. And he's like, everybody like from the street looking. I'm like, bro. I'm like, yo, thank God. Your ass would have been grass. It would be grass. Bro, I was like making the. I'm driving. I'm like, let me calm down. It's just a kid. It's a kid.
I've done some dumb shit.
I was a troublemaker. I'm out here jumping off roof, niggas. I'm like a front jump off roof.
Nah, that's crazy.
Yeah, I'm thinking like you know the ninjas. You jump roof and roll, nigga. I landed in my foot, and all I was like. You see, I vibrated and tried to roll my face plant. I'm like, yep, I'm good. He's like, you okay? But he didn't want to say shit.
But did you do it again?
No, exactly. No, bro.
Exactly.
I'm jumping from this side now. Oh my
God. Like, the roof is a little lower on this side.
Yeah. Same thing when I try to jump. You know, listen, I remember in Haiti, yeah, like, we're driving from a pickup truck. In movies, like, especially like Terminators and stuff. Yeah. Like, I was a big Arnold and action type of guy, right? And I jump off the back of the pickup truck as it was moving. Tell me, by the grace of God, bro, I landed face on my feet, but for some reason my head was close to my feet next to the ground. So I was like, almost hit it, and I got back up, and I was like, so I started running back to the car, and my mom was yelling at me. The driver's yelling at me. So I was like, in my head, I'm like, bitch, I am never gonna do that shit again. I almost hit the fucking concrete.
I almost died.
I see what y'all be saying now.
No, facts. Sometimes you gotta experience yourself.
That's, yo. You know, I think with my head messes sometimes, where like you know, like when we teach it as a form, teaching and shit, he's like, yo, just figure it out. Just figure it out. Like, you, like when you jumped off and you hit the thing, you're like, oh, I'm not doing it again. You figured it out. Like, what would happen if I did this? Fuck around, find out. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. If you do not fucking around, you're going to find
you're
out.
You're going to find the fuck out, bro.
Hell yeah. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Some people are too low, though. Some of the level of fuck around, find out. Like, one dude got stabbed to death not saying thank you.
Oh.
Wait, yeah. What?
Yeah, yeah. So I think it was in New York. I'm not. I got it from Abram Breach. And long story short, a homeless dude opened the door for him. He didn't say thank you. The dude went inside, yelled at him, going back and forth about it, and he stabbed him to death.
They're both stupid.
Bro, that's what I'm saying. The level of fuck around, find out, it's very low. For him, he's like, you didn't say thank you. I do this for a living, and that's my job. You can't say thank you. Like, bro, fuck around, find out.
Like, it's, what it's, if he has a, what if he have a disease that literally prevents him from saying thank you? Like, what if he's literally trying, like, and then dude just think he just mocking him, like, oh, you really don't, you really not trying to say thank you.
I'll be honest, I'll be honest with you, man. Part of me, someone understand it, but the other part of me is, like, you went too far. Because sometimes, like, for example, you know when you open the door, right? Maybe people walk past, you know, thank you, this and that. Sometimes, like, you open the door and the motherfucker just walk past without, you're like, hope you get, hope you stub your toe, okay? Hope your coffee is sour, okay? Hope, you know what I mean? Yeah, because
sour coffee, shit.
Because you like, part of you is like, you didn't have to do it. You didn't have to do it.
No, you didn't.
But at the same time, you have to realize, like, not everybody was raised the same.
Nope.
Like, that's the only time you say. You sometimes like, why this bitch is doing this? And I'm like, not raised the same. Not raised the same. And it's something you gotta realize, man. People who had their own conquer world. And you just gotta navigate sometime.
Camera died.
Oh, how long ago was that?
Nah, I don't know. But it's pretty recent.
Just died like that?
Yeah, just died. I've told you only had like an hour, so. I'm good here, I'm not gonna lie.
Alright.
Alright, bet then. This is Prince Tree signing off. The camera died, but that's fine.
This is Silva signing off.
Oh, this is Jay. I'm signing off.
I bet. Let me go.
Damn, it sounds old as fuck.
Nigga, it's my right knee.
Yeah, that's what
you
said.
You ever let me get a response to that? It probably was like,